With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspending his 2024 presidential campaign and endorsing President Trump. Speaking from Phoenix, Arizona, the independent candidate said that he's backing Trump because he best embodies his priorities. Former President Trump said he's happy to have the support of Kennedy.
Bobby and I will fight together to defeat the corrupt political establishment and return control of this country to the people. And all who supported Bobby's campaign, I very simply ask you join us in building this coalition. It's a beautiful coalition.
Also at SRNnews.com, according to the White House, ceasefire talks in the Israel-Hamas war have been constructive in Cairo.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says talks between the U.S., allies, Israel, and Hamas are ongoing in Cairo.
We need Hamas to participate, and we need to get down to the brass tacks of locking in these details.
And that
there has been progress made.
CIA Director William Burns and Biden advisor Brett McGurk are leading the U.S. side of the negotiations, which began Thursday. Sticking points include Israel's insistence it keep security forces in two strategic corridors in Gaza. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The final body from the wreckage of a superyacht that sank off the coast of Sicily this week has been recovered. The boat capsized during a fast-moving storm on Monday. 22 people were on board. 15 were rescued. 7 died, including British tech tycoon Mike Lynch and Morgan Stanley International Chairman Jonathan Bloomer. This is SRN News. The Church of England received some controversial advice.
Researchers who serve the denomination say one of the ways to reverse declining membership would be to drop the word church. The Center for Church Planning and Theological Research says England's state church needs new language and advises that the word church, quote, feels immediately restrictive and limiting because it seems too wedded to a particular form. The center advises the Church of England to use the word community instead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
George Washington University officials have suspended a number of Palestinian student groups as the fall semester begins. It's an effort to head off another round of anti-Semitic protest of the like, which roiled college campuses across the nation earlier this year. One of the groups was suspended after it projected pro-Hamas statements onto buildings, including "Glory to our martyrs." This is SRN News. At least 5 Secret Service agents are being placed on administrative leave related to the assassination attempt on former President Trump last month. One of the agents is the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh office. The cleanup continues in California.
Officials have cleared a growing homeless encampment at Dockweiler State Beach in Los Angeles. The cleanup operation organized by L.A. City Councilmember Tracy Park and the county. It comes more than a month after Governor Gavin Newsom directed state agencies to quickly clear encampments on state land. He threatened to take away funding from counties that failed to take action. The beach is part of California's state park system, but the county provides its maintenance and lifeguard services while the city handles policing. Rich Thomason reporting.
At least 3 people have died, 4 more injured after a stabbing spree in West Germany. Police say the attack happened Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.